63 and 4, was it? About 280 and 282 or something like that?
Yeah, I had a couple of pretty good years in that. One year there, Risha was the all-star shortstop, and something happened that he couldn't go. And I felt like they would invite me, and they took Petrocelli, I think, that year, who was managing.
Well, he was hitting the home runs over that short fence, those pop flies.
Yeah.
You look at the statistics, though, fielding-wise, he couldn't carry your glove. He didn't hit for your average. You had 261. You had three legitimate, solid seasons.
Yeah, see, 60 and 61, I mean, yes. In 61, whenever they got me in a trade with Baltimore, I went to spring training with them, and I don't think I got in but one game the whole spring training. That was the year that Hauser had such a good year here at Shreveport in Texas, Lee. And he had the shortstop's job, and they had Andy Carey at third, and Joe Gordon was manager, and I didn't even get in. I think I might have gotten in one game in spring training, and then we opened the season, and I don't know, Andy Carey, I think they released him and got Reno Batoya, and he was playing third, and they fired Gordon, and Bauer became manager. And about the first week in June, this happened, and I didn't even have a time at bat. And he called me in the office one night, and he told me, he said, "You're my third baseman, so you show me you can't handle it." And from June until the end of the year, I think I knocked in 48 runs, had 8 home runs, hit 261. And that kind of got me off. And then the next year, I hurt my shoulder early, diving after a ball, and Charles got in there. I was 62. And I couldn't get back in the lineup, and Hauser broke his thumb in Chicago in about August, I guess, and I played short probably the rest of the season there in 62. In 63, I didn't have a job because Charles had a heck of a year, and Hauser had shortstop back, so I went spring training 63 as the utility, and that was the year that's when Hauser hurt himself, I think, and then I had a good year in 63 and 64 probably. I'd have to look at the book, but I believe that's kind of the way it was.
Yeah, 64, and then 65, you came back with another good year.
Yeah.
And then you were traded again.
Yeah.
At one time or another, you were a regular second baseman, third baseman, and shortstop. What did you think of the trade to Kansas City?
Oh, I was tickled to death. You know, I was in the minor leagues, and to get a chance to go to the big leagues, in fact, I was right in the middle of finals at school whenever they called me and told me that I had been traded to Kansas City. But I was tickled to death to have a chance to get in the major leagues whenever they, you know, called me, told me I'd been traded. I would have probably, if I hadn't gotten up there, I know I'd have just stayed in school probably, you know, until I'd gotten out, and that would have been it for me.
Well, you certainly made the most of that opportunity. Back to the bonus rule. A lot of people, whether they've been bonus, hang on, it's that call again. Wayne, I'm sorry, just a second. Hello? 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 Wayne?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't know. If they want me, they can page me. I've got my pager on. A lot of people have condemned the bonus rule. A lot of good players came out of it that may have been better. But when you compare, and you're talking about percentages, but you take the bonus babies, the 53 through 57, the five-year where they had to stay 2 years with the major league team, you take those and you compare the percentage of top-flight players. I don't know exactly what definition we can put on that, but good quality players, to the number of bonus babies there were, you end up with a lot higher than you wouldn't come from a normal group of ball players who signed their first professional contracts in that time. You got Hall of Famers out of this group at a much higher percentage. You've got other top pitchers. You've got Odell and McDaniel, who never make the Hall of Fame, but were very good pitchers. I've got guys like you who were legitimate, solid, good ball players for several years, even Bedoya, this Cleet Boyer. A lot of the boys fell by the wayside, but a lot of the boys that signed for bus fare to a Class B team also fell by the wayside. I'm not trying to influence your answer. What's your opinion of the bonus rule?
Well, I feel like that it definitely hurt me as far as how quick I would, you know, was able to develop. And I really think that that is the drawback with it, as far as at that time where you had to go up there and then you had to just more or less sit and, you know, practice about all most of us got, or most of them got. But I think it's better. I don't know. Are you comparing the bonus rule to what they're doing now, or just what I thought of the bonus rule?
At the time, it put you in the major leagues, and I'm sure you thought it was great. But in retrospect, on how it affected you, what is your opinion?
I feel like that a lot of people probably felt like that if you were a bonus player, you were going to be given a lot more opportunities to. They'd stay with you longer than if you were, you know, received the $4,000 or $5,000 in a AAA salary or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, to me then the bonus rule was great. You know, if you were able to, if they felt like that, you know, you were deserving of a bonus and you got some money in your pocket, and you got to go to the big leagues for 2 years. But that's really. At that time, that was pretty good money, $32,000 bonus.
Oh, darn tootin' it was.
And now that's the bonus that these boys getting now, just a drop in the bucket of what they can make. You know, the bonus isn't a big thing now. It's what they can make after, heck, they get $300,000 or $400,000 raises for just being on the roster. You know,
10-game winner, 8-game winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, heck, you. No, I had 2 years at 280, 281. I got like a $4,000 raise, a $5,000 what it was. Now, you do something like that, you get 180 hits 2 years in a row, 170, man, you can get a $500,000, $600,000 raise or something like
that. That's for sure.
But I felt like that it gave me an opportunity and also gave me some money to put in the – but I would have – if they hadn't have offered me a bonus, I would have probably, I'm sure I'd have gone on to college. And, you know, but I might have been making a mistake, too, because there's a lot of them that pass up that $10,000 or whatever it is, going to college wanting to get more, and they never get, you know, they reach a plateau, they don't get any better. Their tools just never get any better, and they never have another opportunity to go into pro ball. So I might have, if they hadn't offered me a bonus, I might have made a mistake and gone on to college and never developed enough to get a chance to play, you know, after that. I don't know what would have happened to me if they hadn't have offered me that bonus.
So you think that, in retrospect, it was in your best interest that you did this?
That I did? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. If I had it to do over again, I'd do the same thing.
That's my next question.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you a couple quick questions. You mentioned your first home run. What was your biggest thrill or your best game, something like that you can recall?
Well, I didn't hit many home runs, 35? But I hit 2 in one game one day.
Oh, boy.
And that had to be a thrill for me.
I bet.
Both off of Benny Daniels, and they released him the next day. Well, Benny was about washed up, and I think I finished him off in Kansas City one day.
He was always on the verge of making it big every year, and he never quite did.
He had some pretty good years, I guess, and he was with Washington.
Yeah, started with Pittsburgh and went to Washington.
61 was the expansion year too, so they washed and picked up the team.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped. That helped guys like me that were in AAA get an opportunity. And when they expand in a couple of years, it's going to give a lot of guys right now in the minor leagues an opportunity.
My son is looking forward to it. He says, "Dad, I'm going to be after my junior year when they expand, they're going to draft everybody." So he's looking forward to it. I don't know if that'll come to pass.
But they're definitely going to need more players. No doubt about it.
Okay, Wayne. I appreciate your time very much.
Well, I hope everything turns out that you can get enough guys to respond. It'd be interesting to see it, read it.
Well, I think I will.
I was involved in it along about that time.
If I can, even if I don't get a massive response, I will still probably try it. It's going to take me a couple of years, I guess. The last book I wrote took me a couple of years, but I'll get around to it. One thing, do you... And I always ask this anybody I talk to, because I don't want to ever be accused of misquoting somebody. Do you want to see anything that I quote of you before it gets into print?
I would like to see it, if you don't mind.
No, not at all. I don't, it may be a ways down the road. Maybe, though, I send interviews into some magazines sometimes. Your talk has been very interesting compared to a lot of them. I may do that if that's all right with you.
Yeah, okay.
Even before, but I will send anything to you before I send it to anybody to be printed anywhere.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time this evening. You've been a lot of help.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Good night.